Miles in the Morning with Jeff Miles and Rebecca Black. 98.7 K-Love.
So I am one of these people, just a skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
If it's on TV for sale, I'm like, I don't know about that.
Why? Yeah,
I don't know why.
You don't trust the like tutorials and the examples
that they give? I feel like it's a gimmick.
And it all works just a little too perfectly.
On TV, it looks like it's just amazing.
Yes.
Right.
I remember you did a story last week, I think it was, talking about gadgets that don't really work, and the air fryer was on that.
Yeah.
I remember that was one of the big infomercial TV commercial things that you would buy on TV just a year ago. Mm-hmm. That was like one of the number one items.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And now we're finding out it's not even all that great.
Yeah.
Doesn't even work that well.
Yeah, it's overrated.
Now, some people swear by
of
it.
Of course.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think overall, I think people are like, okay, I can just bake it.
I think people feel obligated to swear by it because they paid so much for it.
I think you're right.
Four easy installments of $89.99.
No way. I love the air fryer. And it works.
Did you buy it off TV?
I think, well, my parents did. I think they bought it off TV.
Yeah.
But you love it. Yeah, it cooks like French fries. It's good for frozen foods and stuff like French fries and chicken nuggets
and all
the stuff I and probably Liam eat, you know?
You're just like one of my other kids.
Right.
It's funny because we have a toaster oven that has an air fry section on it.
Yes.
And we'll use it, right? But I don't know that I would swear by it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, it's so much better than just hit and bake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I made chicken cordon bleu in mine once.
Really?
Yeah.
And
fried chicken too. Yeah. It works.
Okay. So the air fryer, according to Lucky, go spend all of your hard-earned money on it. If it doesn't live up to your expectations,
it's not our fault.
You can sue Lucky.
Yeah. Well, hey, wait a minute.
For false information.
I don't like where this is going. Yeah.
Rebecca, how about you guys? Anything you bought off TV?
My dad bought that copper pot thing.
Oh, the copper pot. Yeah.
Yes.
Copper pans. Yeah.
Yeah, copper pan. He swears by it. And to the point of where if you go over to their house.
Oh, he wants to give demonstrations?
Yes,
that's the best.
He's like, hey, check out my copper pan.
Yeah.
Pulls it out, starts cooking some. He's like, look, no stick. Doesn't stick. Never sticks. Nothing ever sticks with this. You can burn it and it won't stick.
Like, thanks, Dad. Burn cheese on there?
Yeah, exactly.
Like shredded cheese.
Yes.
You know, and it just slides right off.
Because that's in the infomercial. So he's like, watch, it works. It really works. Copper pot or pan, whatever it's called.
My wife says that I block her from buying anything on TV. And it's true.
Why?
I do.
How
I
do block you block her?
Because I tell her no.
Oh.
And it all stems from one product.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, she bought this shampoo called Wen.
Yes.
Was it W-E-N?
Yes.
I think Wen. W-E-N.
Dude, that Fabio dude sold it.
Yeah. Oh. Now, I know there was a lot of women that like jumped on board with this.
Yeah, because it made your hair look amazing, according
and
to
fall
the
out.
Wow.
It fell out?
We didn't find that out until like 2 years later.
I know. Too late.
Oh, my goodness.
There's like a class action lawsuit. Like, yeah. Zula could probably get some money if her hair was falling out.
$17.
Coming your way. That's all she ended up with?
No, I'm just saying.
Man, how many people bought that product?
Yeah.
She talked her mom into getting it, talked her aunt into getting it. Like, they all get it. Next thing you know, and again, it all comes back on Zuli. And this is why I said, no.
That was it.
Nothing more off of TV. You're not allowed to buy anything off TV. So we want to know the good, the bad, and the ugly. The stuff that has worked wonders.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this stuff, you're like, okay, that's not very good. Good morning, Kayla.
Your Flex Seal tape, as I've seen on TV, works amazing.
The Flex Seal tape. That guy's amazing, right?
Yeah.
It works wonders.
I've always wondered. So I remember one of the big infomercials that first came out was the OxyClean stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That actually works, too.
I know people that literally swear by that. As a matter of fact, now my wife...
My kids are in sports.
My wife buys the OxyClean detergent now.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Yep.
But yeah, the Flex Seal tape. That guy's, and he made the whole boat out of the rubber stuff or out of the ceiling?
Yeah, because I have a chicken coop at home that I had to fix on the top for rain, and I put that Flex Seal and it covered it right up.
Oh my gosh, you are in a walking commercial for them right now. That's amazing.
I am.
Talking about the things you buy off TV, as seen on TV, do they actually work?
Nine times out of ten, though.
Sometimes it's just you've spent all this money on something and it's just
it looks really cool.
Yep.
My wife is one of those people, she wants to buy everything off TV.
I'm right there with her. I feel her.
When she went to the shampoo with the Win, and it turned out to make you lose your hair, it's like never again.
Right.
Nothing more off TV. Sorry.
Until the next commercial.
Exactly. Who's this?
This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. So, as seen on TV.
The Ninja Food.
Oh, the Ninja blender thing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Is that the one I did?
Yeah, it does smoothies, it mixes dough, it crushes ice. We don't use it for the smoothies, but I crush ice and I make biscuits with it.
I didn't know that. Okay, so here's the funny thing. So I have done voiceovers for a lot of the stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
But the knockoff version of whatever it is, right? So the one that I did that was kind of like the Ninja.
Bullet.
It was like the Bullet or the, I can't remember which one.
I don't know.
I never mentioned biscuits in the commercial for that. Yeah. How'd you come about making biscuits in this thing?
I was reading the booklet. I'm the idiot that reads the booklet and what you can do with it. And when I saw the dough hooks, I spent half an hour cutting all the Crisco and everything into the biscuits, and all of a sudden it does it in less than 30 seconds.
What?
Nice.
And they come out flaky and soft and, just so delightful.
So here's the thing. It's not she didn't buy it for the thing it's used for, which is actually the
main purpose. Smoothies.
She makes biscuits and crushes ice in it.
Hey, if it works, it works, right?
It fits into her lifestyle, so.
I never mentioned, so I told you guys, first of all, never trust the guy that's yelling at you in the infomercial.
Mm-hmm. The following is a paid advertisement for the Bella NutriPro Cold Press Juicer, brought to you by Lifestyle Products Group, bringing you award-winning products that will improve your life. We're a nation of junk food junkies. We're too busy, overweight, and feel sick and tired. We're looking for the easy solution to better health. But no matter who you are or what shape you're in, the answer is still the same. We have to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. But how? By juicing, that's how. Just 3 glasses of fresh fruit or vegetable juice a week is shown to help promote better health and decrease risk of serious
illness. How can you trust this, guys?
But up until now, juicing has been noisy. Messy and a hassle. Traditional juicers are hard to use and harder to clean. And store-bought juice is expensive. They have preservatives, additives, and added sugar. But now there's a completely new way to juice with the Bella NutriPro Cold Press Juicer.
If you have one of these, call right now. If you've got the Bella NutriPro Cold Press Juicer.
Oh, man. I think my favorite part of that whole infomercial that you did is where you're like, but how?
Yeah, I don't know if you're selling me a juicer or you're doing a commercial for TMZ.
Right?
It's the same voice.
Hold on. It's funny because, like I said, I used to do a few of these different like infomercials and things like that. And they run the gamut from all kinds of different little things.
Well, yeah.
Hold on. Here's another one that I did for something completely unrelated to juicers.
Kids spend over 4 hours a day watching TV. And by fourth grade, 1 out of 3 are not reading at grade level. But what if they did more than just click and watch?
What's up, Doc?
Now your kids can click and learn with Looney Tunes Click and Read Phonics. Now world-class characters meet first-class education. And introducing Professor Whizbot.
Fake hooked on phonics.
With Professor Whizbot.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Well, they couldn't afford the other guy.
Yeah.
They came to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jeff
Professor
Miles.
Whizbot.
Exactly. Miles in the morning, 98.7 K-Love, as seen on TV. There are products out there that when you see it on TV, you're like, I gotta have that.
Must have, yeah.
So we're curious on which ones work, which ones don't. Go ahead.
You know them stick-em things that you can put on your walls and you can remove them? You don't have to put a hole in your wall?
The hook thing, yeah. Yes. My wife has 175 of those.
Yeah. We bought a brand new mobile home, and it had sheetrock, and it's got wallpaper type stuff, good wallpaper on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we hung up all the pictures in the living room and stuff with them stick-em things. Go to bed 2 nights later, and all of a sudden we hear this bang, bang, and the pictures are falling off the walls, and the paper is falling off the walls.
Oh, no.
The funniest thing about those things is the selling point is the idea that it's easily removable.
Right.
But when it removes 2 days later on its own,
when it removes itself, that's
like it's working too well.
Right.
Especially when the pictures break when they hit the floor.
Were you able to get your money back?
You know what? As little as that stuff costs, as much hassle as it begins to go through it, that's what they count on. You're not going to go ahead and try.
That's exactly it. They get a million people to buy it at $17.99, and the next thing you know, they got $17 million and buy.
Right.
I bought one of them nose things that you clears your nose, that runs water through your nose.
Oh, yeah. It's like the neti pot. Yeah. But it's the electric one that you plug in and it does it for you.
Yes. I bought one of them, followed directions, got it set up, and turned it on, and I thought I was going to drown.
I'm glad you called with that. I was literally considering that. I was going to make the shift back into.
I read the directions. I told my wife, I said, read directions a little more. She says, and in the directions, it says, don't panic. Nobody's ever drowned. It just keep on trying.
Keep on going.
No.
Great directions. Trying to think of things that if they came with directions like that, that'd just be a disaster.
Goodness.
Lawsuits galore.
No kidding.
This new knife set.
Yeah. Hair clippers. Nose trimmers.
No one's ever died from those. So just keep on going.
Keep on going all the way up into your skull. And I'll tell you what, it is a feel-good Friday around here with Miles in the Morning. Sure. 98.7 Kayla. We got a big treat. We've had John Oates on the phone earlier from Hall & Oates.
Right.
Now we have another big celebrity on the phone.
Ooh, who?
Well, this would be the father of the biggest celebrity in Richardson, Texas. Rebecca Black.
Whoa!
Her father, Mr. Black, is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
I was wanting to promote the greatness of the copper pan.
The copper pan. Like, that thing is amazing, right?
It's awesome. I could go on for days telling you about it.
Like, seriously, he does the tutorials at home.
He could do DIY videos on YouTube and become a millionaire.
Dad, get on it.
There you go. Well, I've been looking to make my first million, so.
See, there it is. That's it right there. Cooking show with Mr. Black starring the copper pan.
Well, I probably go a little too far sometimes when the kids are around and tell them how the greatness of the copper pan really is. So it's probably true. I may overstate.
He oversells it is what he does.
Your dad is who I'm going to become one day.
I can see that.
You know what I'm saying? Because when my kids start coming back home from my college or when they move out and stuff like that, I'll be doing the same exact thing.
Right, you got to impress them.
Yes. I love it. So,
hey, but here's the beauty of it, y'all. I don't have to cook supper because he loves the copper pans.
See, that's amazing, right? Wives buying copper pans across America for their husbands to get out of cooking. I love it.
All the way around.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's do it. Top three benefits, top three things that you cook on the copper pot. What are they?
Oh, steak is number one.
Okay.
You can brown those things really good on top of the stove and put them in the oven just like they do everywhere else. It's greatness.
All right.
Secondly, scrambled eggs are great in there.
See, the scrambled eggs are the hardest thing to cook because
you cook it too long, it gets that weird, like, crusty thing on the bottom that gets into your eggs.
Right. Yeah. You don't want that.
No.
No. You want a clean pan.
That's right.
Absolutely greatness. And let's see, I'm trying to think of the third one. Probably be, well, anything you want to brown ahead of time and then cook it and recook it in the oven. It's perfect.
So I would imagine, too, that things that you want to reheat, probably easy to do on the copper pot as opposed to necessarily throwing it in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it tastes better.
We were talking about not microwaving the other day, instead using pans and stuff like that to reheat.
Yeah.
There you have it right there.
Stick some French fries or a piece of pizza on.
Yeah, copper pan.
Infomercial done right here by Mr. Black.
And how much does it cost?
It's yours today for three installments of $19.95.
Directly debited from your bank account.
Exactly.
So they get all of your information ahead of time.
Yep.
Right, okay.
In fact, I'll do it for you. If you just send me your bank account information, I will take care of that for you.
Your dad is on top of it. I love it.
Clearly, yeah.
All right, good stuff. Life hacks according to Mr. Black. This is a new bit on the show.
To Dwight.
Yeah.
I can see your father and I creating a whole new business of infomercialing together.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hey, if I can benefit off of this, because I put you guys together, right? So
I think so,
I should get a cut.
Finder's fee.
Yeah, exactly. 50%
right there.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.